What up, world? Zan Diggity, Road to Victory podcast. Jumping right into it. I hope you all well. Hope you feel good. Hope everything is good, man. Hope you all right. I hope I ain't leave you too long. You know what I'm saying? If it's not for me, where you gonna, how you gonna go on in life without me? But on the serious note, you know, I started with this quote I got from Mike Tyson's podcast, Hot Boxing. And it was said, only if you knew the violence it took to be this gentle. Only if you knew the violence it took to be this gentle. Man, my message is for everybody out there. I don't care what environment, where you from, where you at, or where you going. I want you to be you, and I want you to do you. Sometimes we are in this harsh environment where, you know, if you watch my Ellen interview, that was all truth. All truth. Some environments I go into, some people look at me like, I used to own you. You know, some people look at me like that. Some people, or they'll look at you like with a look of disgust. You know, I ran into that maybe a couple weeks ago. Just like, did I do something? You know, and that's just the truth, man. So, besides all that, I know you a good person. I know you want to do right. I know you watch the movie Do the Right Thing, and you try to apply that to your life to do the right thing. But some days are character building days. They're not bad days. They're not the days you get angry. They're not the days you get sad. These are character building days. Be you and do you. Be you. That's all I want for the rest of the year. Be you and do you. And also, before I get to that, I want to stay surface right here, man. Cause this is crazy, man. I guess in a perfect world, it won't exist. Be in a perfect world, being different won't exist. A lot of people think a lot of people are weird or strange, or let's take white people. A lot of white people grow up in white neighborhoods, go to white schools, and they don't connect, or you know, have any clue about black people, or just the stuff that you see in the news and in the movies where they make us all look like to be crooks, uneducated, thieves, and stuff like that. So imagine that. Imagine growing up somewhere where, you know, it's just your community. And, you know, when you look on TV, you see a negative connotation about, you know, it don't have to be black people, but any race. You know, they think the Mexicans are all in the cartels. Think all Dominicans got machetes. You know, or think we just violent, bad people. Especially, it's always the ones that's not from New York. And they come in just judging. There's always somebody from out of town. Like, I'm born and raised in New York. And you come here to visit. And, you know, Minister Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, he said, the way you make a person feel worthless is to treat him like he's invisible. The way to make a person feel invisible is to treat them like they're worthless, you know? And that's how a lot of people, as I travel through life and, you know, go from my neighborhood to, you know, whether it's work or another neighborhood, it's not even just New York City. I travel a lot. is all around. Don't get me wrong, man. It's not all people. It's not all people. It's just some people. You know, it's some black people I can't stand. Well, when the revolution comes, we probably be side by side. I'm kidding, y'all. But really, really, I know this is an uncomfortable conversation, and this is hard to talk about, but this is reality. Like, I really, really feel like I wasn't even going to talk about this, but I really feel like that I'm literally going through life just to make white people feel comfortable around me. You know what I'm saying? Every event, you know, I always, for instance, you know, just before I just came in the house, it's 12, it's like about midnight, about when I got out of work at 9 o'clock, I said, you know what, it's nice, let me get my steps in and stuff like that. For my New Yorkers, I walked from Grand Central to Union Square, right? Just walking, 30 blocks, just walking. And I guess a white young lady was in front of me, and we was walking like multiple blocks. By the third block, she started to get nervous. Now I'm nervous. Like, I don't have a receipt to say I was here this time. You know what I'm saying? So I just crossed the street. I just crossed the street. You know, and I guess that's been like the story of my life, you know, just making white people feel comfortable around me. You know, I'm black, and I don't know, man, if you really listen to this and really could help me out and paint another different and another way I can handle it, I would love to listen and be a student of life, you know, because, you know, and the work, I guess, in corporate America, I would say in corporate America, let's be real, man. Yeah, it's a diversity pool, but, you know, the people that's in charge and we outnumbered, basically. You know, I go to these jobs in corporate America, the only thing black is the security. I give it a buck. I've been doing security since 2006, since I turned 18, 2006. And those 20 years, almost 20 years, what is it, 17 years? Those 17 years, that's what it's been, you know, me, us answering to them and, you know, working alongside with them, which I have no problem with. The problem is the disconnect. That's the problem. You know. Maybe my feelings just hurt, you know. You know, maybe it's my expectation. You know, I got the same friends for 30 years, you know, and I love my guys, and I go all over the world to kind of look for that type of relationship with people. But that's 30 years in the making. This is not overnight. This is not microwavable. This is that turkey you put in 2 days and let it cook for 2 days. You know, we live in that kind of society. But I don't know. Maybe I just need white friends. I'm taking applications. Maybe I just need more white friends. but honestly, this was on my heart for real, because, you know, it happens over and over, and I talk about this on my Ellen interview too. you know, about feeling invisible and just, you know, my love language is, what's my love language? Not physical touch, but quality time. That's my love language. Physical quality time and physical touch. Touch me, teach me. Nah. Quality time and physical touch. And I guess I'm at a point in my life where I'm spending more and more time alone, you know, growing up in the Bronx and currently living in Manhattan, you know, my life is in the Bronx and the Brooklyn. I live in Manhattan. But anyway, again, we're going to close this out. We're going to close it out right, though. But I just want to, you know, anybody out there that just got insight, just hit me up and let's talk about it. We can even talk about this on the podcast. You know, let's just talk about it. You know, I don't want you to get my words twisted. I love everybody. I don't love everybody. If I say I love everybody, that's just podcast talk. I don't love that. I mean, it would be nice to love everybody, but my heart ain't built like that. But I do love everybody. I got y'all. See, I do love everybody, and I don't have hate for no one. I hate when you have to make those type of statements. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's like saying I'm a nice guy. How you gonna say you a nice guy? But I do respect everyone. I don't judge nobody. I mean, you got that thing in the back of your head, that voice in your head that's negative that you try to block out. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? I myself, I'm an open door. You can ask me anything. You can tell me anything. I'm approachable. Everything. I'm just asking y'all to enlighten me. Let's just have a conversation. Am I forgetting anything before I go? Am I forgetting? I think that's all I got for y'all. You know, just let me know. Let me know if you agree, you disagree, or is there other ways to, you know, just to change my mindset and other ways to look at it and stuff like that besides me living in the world and making white people comfortable. It's like that's what I feel like to this point, 35 years of my life, to this point, that's what I've been training for. From elementary to fifth grade, to from middle school to sixth to eighth, then high school, ninth to 12, and community college. You know what I'm saying? We just forget math, English, science, and social. We just getting grades and making white people feel comfortable around you. But, you know, just let me know. It's Road to Victory Podcast and Diggity. Man, I wish you all love, peace, wealth, health, and truth always. I'm out.